Hello and welcome to Dave's Disney View Podcast. A one-time cast member, a long-time visitor, and an engineer who enjoys the magic and wonder of it all, Dave brings you his unique perspective on the Walt Disney World Resort. Throughout the show, we ask that there be no eating, drinking, smoking, or flash photography. Please keep your hands and arms inside the moving vehicle at all times and enjoy the show. Thank you. Hi everyone, it's Dave again. How's everybody doing today? Well, I hope you enjoyed the entire segment we did on Horizons. I had a lot of fun bringing that to you and kind of bringing up all these memories of Horizons and everything that goes on there, so I hope you enjoyed it. But while the Horizon segments were playing, something interesting happened. My brother called me and he said, "Guess what? We're going to Disney World!" And he brought his family down to Disney World. He goes, "You should bring your family up and meet us." But unfortunately, there was so much going on with my kids being in school and other activities, it just couldn't happen. So I was having some fun emailing back and forth with him over the couple of days he was here. Here I was in South Florida, and he'd email me or call me or text message me and say, "Hey, I'm over at such and such. Where should I eat? Or I want to do this. Where should I go?" And I was amazed, or maybe a little scared or surprised, about my own wealth of information, my knowledge base. I was able to just quickly respond to him, "Hey, go here or do that." And it was kind of fun to just talk to him about it and have a little fun back and forth. Just going over some of the fun places he could go and fun things he could do. And besides, who else was going to ask but his own brother? I mean, you know, Mr. Disney here. So, had a lot of fun with that, but he kept bugging me. He goes, "You know, you really should come up for a day. You should find a way. You should come up for a day." And it finally happened. I was able to get away for a day and get out of work and drive up and go see him for one day. So, I'm going to do a little kind of trip report in two parts here for you. So, let's start off with part one, my day at Disney. Today it's early morning. It's sometime during the time the Horizon segments were airing, and I'm actually on my way to Disney World. Now, you may be saying, "Dave, we didn't know you were going to Disney World," and the answer is, neither did I. An interesting thing happened a few weeks ago. My brother and his family announced that they were going to take their winter vacation down to Florida and go to Disney World. They're going, "We're going to Disney World," and they were so excited. I talked it over with my family and agreed that I could go and go up and meet him up there. Everybody else has got school. We don't get the same winter break here in Florida that a lot of schools in the Northeast get. So I just took a day off of work, and I'm actually headed up there now. And I got to tell you, I'm excited about it. I mean, I love going to Disney World, and anytime I get an opportunity to go, I'm going to jump at the chance if I can. So I'm on my way there now, and hopefully I can bring you some audio as we're up there and doing different things, and I can give you a little taste of what it's like to be in my day. Well, we finally arrived. I'm here at the Magic Kingdom parking lot. I'm really excited for going in there. That was the decision today, was to go to the Magic Kingdom. So here we are, headed out to the main entrance. A little bit cooler today than I had hoped for, but that's okay. I'm still excited. I'm going to Disney World! So here we go. Now, I'm a huge fan of the monorail, but I'm actually going to take the ferry boat today, if you can believe it. I haven't taken the ferry boat in, I don't know, 15 years, so I'm going to do that today just because it's something different I can do. Something fun and a little bit different, so I'm waiting for the ferry boat to come over and pick me up rather than taking the monorail, which I can't believe I'm not doing because I always, always take the monorail. Of course, the names of the boats are the General Potter and the Admiral Fowler, in honor of the two key people who designed the entire Magic Kingdom and the original Walt Disney World Resort. Potter was involved, let's see, I think it was Potter that was involved in the physical structures and the buildings and so forth, and Admiral Fowler was involved in the infrastructure parts of it. So they had the waterways and all the things they had to do. So the two of them had to work together to coordinate all their efforts because they oversaw all of it. Walt had specifically selected the two of them because they were both had both distinguished careers in the military where they had done these types of jobs, large-scale operations where they had a lot of people reporting to them and they had everything going. So a little piece of trivia there for you. You know, there is something special about just coming in the park. You know, the hubbub, the music, coming through that tunnel underneath the train. It's just something remarkable. And now I'm walking past my old haunt, the Emporium. Yeah, a lot of good memories of working in there. Yeah, it was just a really fun place to be for a long period of time. Just great. Everything about it, there's just something so special about the way they've set this up. And when you have that forced perspective on the windows and the buildings look so much larger than life, and then you see the castle at the end of Main Street, there's something really nice about that. And it's just so charming. It has a certain feel to it. Oh, wow. It's really great. It looks like there's a little show going up here on the side of the road. Some of the street performers, the Streetmosphere, as they call it, are up here performing. So you can hear a little bit of that in the background, perhaps. Saxophonists. It's always fun. That's one of the things I love, the little surprises that you have different places. People performing, songs that you don't expect. It's just really neat. At the castle, I can see a stage show going on right now. Oh, yeah. I just heard Mickey's voice. So here we go. We're headed up to we're gonna go to Peter Pan is where we're headed today. We wandered around. We managed to take the train around the Magic Kingdom. We looked to ride Big Thunder Mountain, but there was some sort of a mechanical problem that day, and there was a long wait after they got the mechanical problem fixed, so we didn't do that. Splash Mountain happened to be closed while we were there, so we weren't able to do that either. But that's okay. Since we were back in that part of the park, we wandered over and we did Pirates. Love Pirates. One of my favorite rides of all time. So come ride with me on Pirates. Later we went over to the Haunted Mansion, and I love the reimagineering they did in the Haunted Mansion. But I didn't pull out my MP3 recorder while we were sitting in there. So instead, I'll just present you with this famous song.
The crypt doors creak and the tombstones quake.
Spooks and knocks are swaying and wake.
Happy haunts materialize.
And we begin to vocalize.
Grim grinning ghosts come out to socialize. Now don't close your eyes and don't try to hide.
For a silly spook may sit by your side.
Shrouded in a dark disguise.
They pretend to terrorize.
Grim grinning ghosts come out to socialize. As the moon climbs high over the dead oak tree,
spooks arrive for the midnight spree.
Creepy creeps with eerie eyes
start to shriek and harmonize.
Grim grinning ghosts come out to socialize. When you hear the knell of a requiem bell,
ghosting where spirits swell,
restless bones etherealize,
flies as spooks of every size.
And we made it over to the Jungle Cruise, of course. Can't miss the Jungle Cruise.
And they're fine.
Everybody see 2 weeks. Okay, bye-bye. Everybody's first time on a Jungle Cruise.
As far as mine.
Whoa, yeah, mine too.
Okay.
Now we're in trouble, huh? Y'all raise your left hand. Repeat after me. Come on, raise your left hand. I hope.
I hope.
We do.
Get back.
Okay, now that you have all the confidence in the world in me. Hey, welcome, crew. My name is Pete. I'll be your skipper, alligator wrestler, and swimming instructor today as we cruise across three continents and now four of the greatest rivers in the world. And let's begin our journey in South America on the mighty Amazon River, where everything is greater than life, just like the giant butterflies on either side of the boat. You know, the wingspan can range from 12 inches all the way up to a whopping 1 foot. Pretty big, huh? Left, we have Inspiration Falls, and you know, at this part of the journey, most people ask me, Pete, why do they call it Inspiration Falls? Hey, I'm so happy you asked me that question. You know, they call it Inspiration Falls because it inspires most people to travel deeper and deeper into the jungle, that is. Now, everybody say, ooh. Everybody say, ah. Hey, now that's inspiration if I've ever heard it. And we leave the Amazon. We're going to be in the Congo and in the most darkest parts of Central America. And you know, earlier, I ran into a big welcoming party. Yeah, right. I don't see anybody up here, do you? Now, it kind of looks like a dead party to me, huh? Well, you know, something about scaring these guys away. Y'all see what scared them away? Whoa, that could be it. It's a giant python. Now, you better watch out there in the back, ma'am. He might get a crush on you. Now, I'll stop off at my base camp here and pick up a few. Oh, man. You know, I hired these guys to help me break camp. Looks like they've broken everything in the camp. And now it's a job. I parked my Jeep, guys. You left the headlights on. Well, you know, at least they didn't get it to turn over. I really had a hard time getting it started this morning. As we leave the Congo, we're going to be on the Nile, the longest river in the world. You know, it's over 4,000 miles long. And up here on the left, we have an African elephant. You can tell an African elephant by its large, floppy ears. And then it lives in Africa. Now, you guys know that that animal right there is the second most feared animal in the whole jungle. That's right. You want to know what number one is? That's his mother-in-law right there. Man, she's been a monster, so I'm going to get out of here. Protecting that sleeping zebra. Yeah, he must be dead tired, huh? Yeah. And you know, an African rhinoceros can run as fast as a horse? Yeah, I tried to explain it to this group earlier, but I guess they didn't believe me, huh? Now, how'd you like to be low man on that totem pole? Think you get some point in the end? Hey, bottom up, guys! And now we're going into crocodile country, or folks, if you look over here on the right, you see old Smiley, he's the big guy on the left. You know he's over 100 years old? Yeah, he just lays around all day looking for a handout. Anybody like to give him a hand? Yeah, his girlfriend's name there, Ginger. You gotta watch her get Ginger snaps. She's a tough cookie, you know. Now, you know, crocs are still in danger in the jungle here, folks. We got monsoons and rapids, and we got Spitzer Falls. You know, I'm not too good to turn his boat. I suggest you on the back over there, kind of lean in just a little bit. It may get a little bit wet back there. Oh, it's going to get close. Whoa. How we do? Anybody get wet back there? Oh, okay. I'm getting better at it. Hey, you guys want to see where I live? That's my home right there. It's a little plain, but it's home. Yeah, I took a crash course coming in here to the jungle. Yeah, you know what the hardest thing about flying that plane is? It's the ground. It's pretty hard. Looks like we're coming into a hippo pool here. Hey, but don't worry, the natives tell me they're only dangerous when they wiggle their ears and blow bubbles. Kind of like what they're doing right now. Hey, you got one on the left. Looks like he's going to charge the boat. I'm going to fire a couple shots here. Scare him away. Here it goes. Hold your ears. There we go. Got one on the right. There we go. That ought to scare him away there. Hey, don't worry, folks. No hippos were shot here. I missed them by a mile. Yeah, that's what we skippers call a hippo shot a miss. Get it? Oh, no, look like we're out of danger. Yeah, we got a war party up here. Hey, these guys look like a bunch of headhunters, huh? Yeah, I just asked my last crew members over there to the right. Yeah, I made a bunch of boneheads out of them. These drops can only be one thing that they're going to attack, and they generally attack from the right side over here, so you got to be real still, real quiet. We'll see if we can. Well, over here on the left is an ambush. Everybody, get down. Come on, get down, get down. Don't worry about looking stupid now. I'll do that for you. Sight, most people don't get to see, folks. Get your cameras out, it's only in the magic. River here in Southeast Asia. Now, this is the sacred temple of the Kamor people here. Oh, you know, things don't look right. Looks like there's been an earthquake or something, because that entrance used to be on the right side. Y'all think it's safe to go in there? Whoa. Hey, well, you know what? I think I need to be a little skipper here and drive this boat to the temple. Somebody want to drive? Come on up here in the paint. There you go.
Pick me.
Sir, it's so nice of you to take your lovely bride on a cruise today, first class, huh? But that don't mean that you're going to get out of the big one later on, okay?
Now, I personally love the Jungle Cruise. It's one of the more fun attractions at Disney World. There's something special about the way that you can have the interaction between the cast member who's your skipper and the guests who are on board the boat. And it really depends on the mood of the skipper and somewhat, to some degree, some of the guests who are on board the boat, just how interactive and how fun the ride can be. So every ride can be a little bit different. They have the same patter that they give to everybody, to every cast member. But every once in a while, there's a little deviation that goes on. Now, they have all these rules around whether the cast members can deviate significantly or not from the script. Some things have to be approved before they can be changed. But sometimes you'll get a cast member who's near the end of his tenure at the attraction, or who just doesn't care, and will add his own patter in sometimes. So that's always kind of fun. And for my money, one of the best cast members I ever had was back about, I'd say about 3 years ago. I was on the boat. We're riding along, and he's just going, and he's just got a wit about him that's just great. Really funny guy. So we're going towards Shirley's Temple, and he comes up to the point, and he goes, should we go on? I'm really scared. Here, take the wheel. And he gets the guy sitting next to him to take the wheel, and he cowers in fear. And it was just the way he carried himself was just so funny. It was really amusing, yeah, just the way I'm so scared. I don't know what's going to happen. It was great. Then we get a little further along, and he gets to a point, and he says, he looks over at the tail section of the airplane that's sitting there, and he says, boy, a downed aircraft, that can only mean one thing, hippos. And he goes, a hippo's been known to jump over and knock down an airplane. And he goes, but I have a way to get rid of him. And he starts flipping on and off the lights on the boat. It's at night. He's going, hippos, please, get out the trees. Hippos, please, get out the trees. And there was just something so amusing about that. I've never heard that before, and I haven't heard it since. And I just thought it was an incredible way to approach it, and just really funny, and something I've never really seen anybody do on the ride before. And his patter was just perfect. And I can't remember his name now, but he was just great. So that's what I think about Jungle Cruise. I mean, every once in a while you get those perfect moments with them, and you know, it's just the right speed, because sometimes they can slow it down or speed it up just a little bit depending on the crowd that's in the park. And this was just, you know, it was like late at night. It may have been just before park closing. I think we were on the last boat for the night, and it was just, you know, I just caught him at the right moment. He was great. I was really glad that I caught that moment. And like I said, I've seen other cast members who were equally as good, but this one just really stands out for me. And that's going to do it for the first part of my podcast. I'll bring you the second part next time. And as a reminder, if anyone would like to contact me, send an email to dave@bitchindave.com or visit me at davesdisneyview.bitchindave.com. Feel free to drop me an email, let me know what you think, other topics you'd like to hear. I'm always interested to hear from people and kind of get a sense of what you think about my podcast and how I could make it better and more efficient. Remember that I'm trying to build something that fits more with a short attention span, and I want to make it relevant to me and to you. So if you have any ideas, please feel free to submit them. I hope you enjoyed the Dave's Disney View podcast. Now, please watch your head and step as you exit the moving vehicle. Take small children by the hand. The moving conveyor belt and your ride vehicle are moving at equal and opposite speeds. So please, watch your step. And thanks for joining us on Dave's Disney View podcast. From all of us, thanks for riding along with us. If you have questions or comments, or just would like to contact Dave, send him an email to dave@bitchindave.com. That's bitchindave.com.